Hello, this is Too Much Rock podcast number 24. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with the Oxford Claps, the song The Boys Go Home from the band's album A Good Ground. Came out on K9 Records in June of last year. That Brooklyn band there has just signed to Sub Pop, so we're going to hear good things from them on a bigger scale soon. I saw them the other day here in Boston at Great Scott's, and they put on a great show as a second act of four in a very disjointed bill, but I was very impressed. And I like that song a lot because it really has the same qualities that drew me to Cap'n Jazz. I mean, it's got lots of disjointed pop elements and then the overlapping vocals and lots of raw passion and, I don't know, good band. Definitely my favorite of that night. This week is going to be a bit disjointed like that bill, as I have to follow my own rules. Remember, the rules are every week on the podcast you hear exactly what I got that week or the previous week, whatever, however far I am behind and passing on what I got for you. And for the last couple of weeks, I've had trouble getting through a few records, and I finally got through them, and I'm going to share them with you, and some of them are difficult. As is the way with the podcast, if it's great stuff, then we revel in the great stuff, and it's horrible stuff, we groan together. So maybe there'll be some groaning for folks who are interested in only the twee and indie pop sort of elements that I focus on usually. Those interested in a little more hardcore might rejoice, but I don't know why you're still listening, because that's not what I play a lot of the times. Anyway, so let's start things off here. I'm going to start with Measles, Mumps, and Rubella in a set of the harder stuff. And it took me a while to get through this record, but it's actually a really good record, and some of it has a very simple dance punk sort of feel to it, and some of it is a little more complicated that involves a little more listening to it. We're going to play the first cut from the album. It's called Algorithm of Desire. The album is Fantastic Success. Came out on Dublin Cube back in February, and this is a DC band. Let's start with that, and it's only going to get noisier. This is Measles, Mumps, and Rubella. We'll be right back.
admission, but so hard to put in the back of my mind. But baby, your admission, it brings me back to that time. I woke up with a taste of blood in my mouth. Something fell out of this all last year. Something taken from the best I lived in our. We are fighting.
Straight up hardcore. It's been a while since I played something like that on the show. And that last track was Some Girls with the song Skull's Old Girlfriend from the album Heaven's Pregnant Teens, released on Epitaph Records January of this year. San Diego band, nice and chaotic and wonderful, featuring members of American Nightmare, Locust, Crimson Curse, Plot to Blow Up the Eiffel Tower. An original member of Unbroken was in there, but I think he left before that album happened. So yeah, hardcore, plain and simple. And that album, it took me a while to get through because I'm not used to listening to that anymore. My whole life used to revolve around it, but I got mellow and old, I guess, and had trouble digging out the noise from the power and trying to find a melody in there when there just is none. There's just power and aggression, and you got to be happy with that. Before that was a song by another San Diego band, actually a band that was pillaged by the second band. The band was The Plot to Blow Up the Eiffel Tower. The song I played there is One Stab Deserves Another from the album Dissertation Honey, released on Happy Couples Never Last in January of 2003. Happy Couples Never Last was a label from a friend of mine, though. I guess we weren't friends by the time he started his label, and I don't know. But yeah, so that is definitely the sort of music that I loved in my prime in that. It's definitely hardcore. You might want to pretend it's indie, but you can't claim that, damn it. And the complicated, the great shouts, and I mean, that's what I grew up with, albeit 10 years before that album actually came out. Started that set of loud stuff with the Measles, Mumps, and Rubella. As I promised, it's got dance punk elements, but then it's got some noise in there and some real aggression, so you just can't substitute it for Block Party and expect your friends to dance. Coming up, the next set is equally as challenging, I think, but not quite as noisy. I'm going to start things off with something from Quasi's new album. Came out this week. This song is called Peace and Love. The album is When the Going Gets Dark, released on Touch and Go Records. And, of course, Quasi, a Portland duo. Let's go ahead and let's do that now.
Peace and love ain't no game. Peace and love ain't no shame. You never get what you need in a world of fear and greed.
say, and here I am to let you go. On the phone,
please don't turn out all right.
I know that it's San Jose, and I can tell it's high energy. I'll take some speed, cause things don't turn out all right.
That wasn't easy. That was Magic Markers with a selection from the California side of their new album, Panegyric to the Things I Do Not Understand, released on Gulch Records recently. That's an album it took me forever to get through. Just two songs or two pieces, I guess, California side and Paris side, and each about 20 minutes long, and each of them pure unadulterated noise and banging and craziness and makes my head hurt. So, not my thing at all. Not sure why I picked it up, but there you go. I got it, and I just pulled out the best 4 minutes or so for you, and that just was too much for me still. Other folks may get into that. Me, it's just too much. Before that, I played the San Jose Fight song from the band Ten in the Swear song. I'm sorry, Ten in the Swear Jar from their album Accordion Solo. And you did hear some accordion in there. That was released on Asian Man Records in July of last year. It took me a while to get through that album as well. It's just really dense. It's so long and there's so much in there. But there are some gems. And I do like that song a lot. It's got some really nice elements to it that just really pull you in and, you know, bring you into their atmosphere and stuff. And we started off that set with Quasi with the song Peace and Love there from their Touch and Go album that came out last week. It is the end of the Too Much Rock podcast. I got one track left for you, and I'm already buttoned up to 30 minutes, so I seem to never make my own deadlines, but our timeline constraints. But there you go. Too Much Rock podcast isn't really predictable. It is what I get every week, and then I present it to you in This Is My Favorite bit, and I must admit this week I cheated a little bit. There should have been a Fleetwood Mac song on here as well, because I did pick up the self-titled Fleetwood Mac, but I don't think anyone needs to hear Rhiannon again, and I'll admit that I bought it. So there, damn you guys. You made me admit that I cheated and that I purchased a Fleetwood Mac disc. Though really, I think the first album I ever bought was Fleetwood Mac Rumors. I remember going to the record store with my father in, what was that, 76, 77, something like that, and trying to figure out if I wanted to buy it on 8-track or LP, and discussing the pros and cons with him. And eventually I decided the LP, which I think is the better choice. I wonder where that album ended up. So let's end things off here. You've been listening to the Too Much Rock podcast, number 24. I'm your host, Sid Souter. You can find out more about Too Much Rock at TooMuchRock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. We're going to close things out with a track by I Love You But I've Chosen Darkness, a band that will be playing this Wednesday in Boston, or tonight, actually. I'm recording this on Wednesday because I'm traveling tonight and will be in San Diego for the next couple of days for work. Yep, New York's over and San Diego's in now. Work. The song I'm going to play is Last Ride Together. This is from the album Fears on Our Side. It came out a couple weeks ago on Secretly Canadian Records. This is a Austin band, and I'm sure many, many of you were down in Austin about the time this album came out to enjoy South by Southwest and the smooth fest that it is. So here you go. Let's end things off with I Love You But I've Chosen Darkness. Thank you very much for listening.